This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Earth Day is tomorrow, and all this week we're taking a special look at how New Hampshire is living through the climate emergency. One thing we're already seeing a lot more of is what we sometimes call winter whiplash, those rapid freeze-thaw cycles where it gets unseasonably warm and then cold again in the middle of the season. Researchers at UNH are working to learn more about how this affects ecosystems and people. One of those scientists, by the way, is Alex Kintasta, and she joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
You know, less than a week ago, we actually had a snowstorm here in the middle of April in New Hampshire. Not necessarily unusual, but, you know, by the weekend, that snow had disappeared and we were back into spring temperatures, in fact, above average. Are you finding that that's happening more often? And what are the consequences of those big swings?
Yeah, so these swings between frozen and thawed, we call those winter weather whiplash. And there's some evidence that we are seeing those events happen more frequently, and we may see them more frequently into the future.
What are the effects, Alex, of that?
Well, there's a lot of potential effects. So one of the things that I think about a lot, because I work in soils, is what are the impacts on soils? In the past, we had cold winters with a lot of snow. And one of the things that people don't maybe realize is that when we have a lot of snow, soil is actually warm. So you can think of snow as like a heavy down comforter. And so once it's sort of on the ground, it protects the soil. So no matter how cold the air is, the soil is actually warm. And one of the questions that we're exploring is whether or not we have actually colder soils in a warmer world. You know, some of the impacts of that could be root death, you know, as the soil freezes and then thaws again. You could have disruption to soil structure and loss of nutrients. And that can affect forest growth in the next growing season in ways that we don't really understand. We can also have effects on roads. More freeze-thaw cycles can be more potholes as we have water that expands when it freezes into ice and then contracts when it thaws into water. And when we have lots of midwinter melt events, we don't necessarily know when to post roads. And so we may drive big, heavy trucks on them and destroy them, and this can cause us to have to spend a lot more money to fix our roads.
Right. And again, it's not that these things haven't happened occasionally in the past. They happen every season, but they're happening, we think, more often. And this, of course, has long-term implications on how we build roads and how we build systems.
Yes.
So is this something that you're seeing researchers and planners take more account of? Is there more research going into this?
Well, that's what we personally, our team at UNH, is working on right now, trying to understand how deep soil frost can be, how it responds to changing air temperatures, how deep the snowpack has to be to protect the soil, or how shallow it might have to get for there to be a response. One of the problems that we've had in the past is that there aren't really great ways for measuring soil frost, and so that's what we're trying to do moving forward, is to develop better systems to be able to do that.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the volatility of these freeze and thaw cycles. Is this something we should expect more of here in New England? Is this probably one of the biggest impacts of climate change here in our region?
Well, we don't know. So we know that winters are getting warmer, and winter is actually the fastest changing season of all four of the seasons. This freeze-thaw can manifest in a few different ways, right? So overall conditions are getting warmer, but we may still have cold nights. And so we end up getting a freeze-thaw cycle there. That might not be enough to really have a big impact. We also may have these really huge swings between frozen and thawed conditions, especially when we have polar vortex events where it gets really, really cold, and then we return to something that is much more mild. And, you know, what that looks like in the future is not very well understood.
What about the extremes of wet and dry? I mean, we're hearing much about a possible drought again this year in New England, yet at the same time, we're hearing about more flooding events.
Yeah, so that's a little bit outside of my area of research, but what I am really interested in exploring is how winter conditions, you know, the depth and duration of the snowpack, actually affect growing season soil moisture. So we don't necessarily think in New England that snow provides a lot of water. That's something that is really more of an issue in the West. But as we have more years with low snow cover, meaning really shallow snow and then snow not for a very long period of time, if that's followed up by a growing season where we also don't have a lot of rainfall, does that set us up for drought? And that's a question. I don't have an answer for that right now.
Yeah. And again, as you said, more research and more data is needed, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. These freeze-thaw cycles, you know, play out in lots of different ways across the landscape. We can have lake ice that gets really thin and unreliable, and how does that impact recreation? You know, ice fishing, ice skating, pond hockey. We have snow melt, and how does that affect outdoor recreation on ski trails and snowmobile trails? You know, the ski industry has developed a lot of adaptation measures to make snow, and that's really great. But I personally like to ski in the woods by my house, and there was only 3 weeks this winter where I was able to do that because we're losing a lot of our snow cover. These changes have consequences for our ecosystems, for our economy, and for our way of life in ways that we don't really understand, not fully, and that we're experiencing on the ground right now.
UNH researcher Alex Contesta, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
That conversation is part of our special coverage of climate change this week with NHPR's Bi-Degrees Project and the New England News Collaborative. There's more on these stories at nhpr.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NHPR.